and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Hello, this is our podcast for Monday, the 27th of June.
Come on, get the bee out of your mouth while you say that.
Last night, the State of Origin was on, and Queensland, the team that I go for, they absolutely copped a pizzling. All right, that's it.
Oh, and the bees, speaking of bees.
Oh, yeah, we've got to look at that. Yeah, we had, and we will look at further tomorrow about what's happening with bees around New South Wales.
Mate, you lose the bees, you lose the fruit, you lose the flowers, you lose everything.
I've seen the bee movie as well, and we looked at other news about what this bloke lost. It was it in Japan?
Oh, well, look, you just don't go to lunch.
No.
And fill your boots with certain things in your possession.
All right. That's coming up on our podcast for the 27th of June.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And a lot of people have been asking.
44-12 is what they were saying.
No, they weren't.
Sorry.
No, they weren't.
Go on.
They weren't saying that.
44-12.
That you know what? It. You play it again. Have you ever been kneecapped before? What I was going to say was a lot of people were asking, what was the number one on the greatest hit 600 countdown? You know what it was?
Oh.
Queen. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Of course.
Of course it was.
You know what number two
was?
You shook me. AC/DC.
AC/DC, I know.
And number three?
Yeah.
John Lennon.
I know.
Imagine. I can't remember now.
Forget.
I can't remember.
I didn't have
it. I remember thinking,
list.
Wow, it's a Beatles song.
Yeah, it was greatest. It was, no, it was the Beatles. Hey Jude.
Hey Jude. That was
number
it.
Number three. Hey, but look, there is no stopping Katie Ledecky. The American swimming superstar won a record breaking fifth straight 800 meter world title on Saturday, and she left her rivals in a wake again. During the week, a photo revealed just how far ahead Ledecky is in the competition.
They actually do have a wake. You see, you know when they swim?
Oh,
have you ever seen someone swim actually at
the
event?
And you can see
not
it.
Not just on the television.
You can see it just fanning out.
They're like human fairies.
Well, she blitzed the field in the 1500-meter World Championships to win by more than 14 seconds. And it was deja vu in the 800 meters. They took a picture of her when she finished, and she beat the second-place getter, which was Australian silver medalist Kia Melverton by more than 10 seconds. Daylight was second. She's just unbelievable. I don't know how good she is. She's just good.
Remember when Kieran Perkins did it in the 1500?
Oh, yeah. I love seeing that.
He was miles ahead.
Yeah, I love that.
How can you be so much better and far? It's quite incredible.
Yeah, you just
does
go.
Does she have massive feet?
I don't know. I'll ring and ask. But to win by more than 14 seconds, that's way more.
The difference between you and I over 50.
Yes, which we will be determining on Friday morning as we do our 24-hour show, pal.
Not sure about
don't
that.
Don't bring
no,
on.
Not sure. I went for a surf with my daughter on the weekend.
You're the one who mouthed it. Yeah, you want to have a chat about anything this morning? 133-53.
G'day, Tia from Erina.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, Tia from Erina, as Rob likes to call you. What's cracking this morning, Tia?
Oh, not the sun yet, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know, Patty, if you're feeling a little blue this morning.
There we go.
A little bit blue.
You know what? It's not that chilly.
Yeah, that's nice of you to ask, Tia.
It's not that chilly. About 10 degrees, so it was cold last week, Tia.
Mate, I've been out in the night air all night working, and it's not even close to cold tonight.
No, it's not. What do
yet
you do?
Still, he's feeling blue.
No.
Traffic control, mate.
Oh, whereabouts are you working?
I've been up in near Newcastle.
Oh, right, okay. And what are you listening via the app, or you're driving home now?
You're on the radio in the car.
Oh, right. So, how was last night?
It would have been better if I got to watch the football.
Yeah.
I don't know the score. I couldn't tell you the score.
I can tell you the score.
Hang on, 44-12.
Anyway, so what's happened? What's happened now is it'll go to a decider on July 13th, July, because it's one apiece now.
Blues all the way.
Okay.
Correct.
Mariner. I was going to give you a prize, but we've run out of prizes now.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, thanks for listening this morning and safe trip back from Newcastle, Tia.
No worries. Thanks, boys. Have a good week.
See you. Bye. You too.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
A Japanese man will not be invited to after-work drinks anytime soon after he lost what?
Oh, don't know.
He was given a USB containing the personal data of nearly 500,000 people, and he lost it while out with his mates.
Oh, did you get on the drink?
He did. He transferred all this data to a USB on Tuesday. He left to work to go to a restaurant with three colleagues. And 460,000 residents had their personal information on this thing. They do what's called nomikai, which is a drinks. That's correct pronunciation.
Correct pronunciation.
Drinking parties after work, commonly used to foster close employee relationships in Japan.
We do it on the golf course. They do it at the bar.
That's right.
And we do some of them at the bar sometimes as well.
Yuji Tekuchi.
Correct pronunciation
Thank
on that.
Thank you very much. President of the Kansai branch.
Oh, was that his name?
Yeah, that's the guy's name.
Oh, I thought Yuji. It was a city.
No, Yuji.
Right.
We'll call him Eugene.
Yeah.
Eugene was in possession of his bag when he left the restaurant, but then fell asleep on the street. As you do.
Eugene must have done a 24-hour show as well.
He woke up around 3 a.m. and went home. 6 hours later, called work to inform him, I'm taking the day off, because that's what you do. That's what you do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a big one. Plenty of people having today off too, I'd reckon, after the 44-12 drubbing of Queensland.
Listen, pal, you weren't supposed to do this in this hour.
Sorry. They reported it later to the manager in the afternoon.
And so they find the USB.
Well, they've found it now, but it went missing for a long time.
Oh, geez. It could have gone into the hands of anyone.
They used his cell phone company to track it down, you know, like find my...
Yeah, yeah. The AirTags.
My extremely sensitive USB chip.
Oh, good on you, Eugene. Well, yeah. I've got one of the most annoying American customers. Customers. Yes. American customs. Customers, which one?
They all are.
American customs is catching on fast in Australia. New research has revealed, according to a survey of Aussies who dine out frequently, local tipping culture is evolving rapidly, with many of us now more likely than ever before to tip waitstaff. Absolutely not.
You serious?
Absolutely not.
I tipped last night. We went to dinner. The lady was really friendly, very, very
nice,
accommodating.
Listen, what do you see how this much
I
amount
gave,
this
I
is?
I gave 10% of the bill.
Miserable. Did you really?
Yeah.
Why do you give 10% of the bill? They make money.
No, I gave because the lady was very friendly and we had a really good time and she was part of that. And so I said, you know what? 10% of the bill coming your way. If someone is lackluster and doesn't care a bit, then I won't leave a tip. But only because they didn't deserve it.
They don't deserve it.
It's not that they have to deserve it, but if you're rude, then you get nothing. But Chloe, if you're normal, you get 5 to 10%.
Chloe, our producer, do you tip?
No, I think it'll give them a reason to lower the minimum wage.
Good work.
Come on.
Good work. Yes.
No.
Right.
What do you With mean you a reason to lower?
That's good work,
ridiculous.
Chloe. You want to say, go on? Comment on that.
That's just ridiculous.
No
of course,
way.
It's not giving them a reason to lower a wage.
But hang on, they get paid. Some of them are getting paid good amounts. Same as like, do you?
Oh, listen to you. Some of them are getting paid good amounts. Minimum wage is not a great amount of money.
But we can't.
And if you can help out by tipping
hang
by
on,
10%.
You can't be tipping every
10%.
You can't be.
It's not busting.
Okay. Say if you go to a fast food joint, do you tip there?
No, certain places are not designed for
What's
tipping.
The difference? Well, you eat. It's still eating. What's the difference?
Because they turned around, they grabbed the cheeseburger from the Bain Marie and put it on in front of me. That's not a tippable thing.
Now you're tipping.
No, when someone enhances your evening by serving
you, may be enhanced. So if you got enhanced, your evening was enhanced by when you went to a fast food restaurant and you went, oh, thank you for those 11 pieces of chicken, and you went, cheese, my experience was enhanced.
If I was sitting at a table and someone served me my dinner and was very kind and nice and,
You would. Well, I hope it doesn't catch on because
you're just cheap.
Yeah, that's right.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
I get a little bit of wind later.
44-12.
Mate.
No. I think it could be time to put last night's flogging of Queensland behind us. I've been banging on a little bit about it today. So
yeah.
Anyone want to give Paddy a well wish for the next third final State of Origin? The decider, 133-53, if you want to pat him on the back and send him on his way.
Well, we missed 60 tackles, had 39% of possession, and we didn't really run it up that hard. But look.
No. Half the running metres, I think, roughly.
Look,
but mate, you know, you tried.
Well, the thing is,
for a little bit,
I always say it's a bit dodgeoir. You know, one team will win the first, the other team will win the second.
No, that wasn't a win. It was a dead set flogging. Like, Queensland didn't even show up.
All of a sudden.
It just goes, actually, it leans towards perhaps that New South Wales threw the first one.
Colin from Wyoming, good morning.
Oh, g'day, Colt.
How you going, guys?
Not bad.
Look, first thing I'm going to say, you need to give it a rest on the rugby league, eh?
Thank you, Colin.
All know who the better team was, and let's face it, I think it's rigged anyway. But what I'm ringing up for, guys, is I have a great idea for your little nightly adventure together.
24-hour show. All right, get your pen, boys. Okay, write this down. Okay, yeah. Colin, what is it?
It's a couple of parts to it, and it has clauses, all right?
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Let's get the legal
You're not allowed to put jokes on each other.
No.
If you do, you get a $10 fine. That fine goes to a charity of some sort. But clauses. The clause is your family can. Seeing though one of you has a daughter who likes to tell his dad that he has five heads and not a forehead, I think there might be some quick-witted family members out there who could help.
Okay.
Help out and, you know, put a bit of curry on each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Talking about Paddy's daughter, Hannah. She's got a lot of ammo, I tell you what.
All right.
So family and friends can put it on each other, but we can't.
All right, then. Okay. Oh, you sound like our boss.
What does that mean?
all right, okay.
24 hours without.
Write that down.
Okay.
Write that down. We've got Daniel from Bonnells Bay. I don't know what Dan's calling about. Hello, Dan.
G'day, Dan.
Good morning, Paddy. Good morning, Rob. God, it's a beautiful blue morning, isn't it?
What a blue... Yeah, it is. Unless you're having a blue day.
Well, Paddy just needs to take his licks, guys. That's all he needs to do. He just needs to sit there and just go, New South Wales are too dominant, and guess what? We're going to go to Queensland and win too.
All right, July 13th. Yep, call me back. Now, Daniel...
Dominant's a good way to describe it.
If you're
that
confident, I want you to call me back on that Wednesday, and then we'll have a wager. Only $5 lotto ticket. Is that all right, Daniel?
Mate, absolutely. You are on already.
Write that down. Because
Daniel Bonnells Bay. I've got it, Daniel. $5 ticket.
Thank you, Dan. Have a good day, mate. We've got Gavin from Long Jetty.
G'day, Gav.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not bad.
I'm just seeing if you pay up your debts, mate. You seem to be racking them up there.
He does, doesn't he? A lot of them, because we won the first State of Origin, it was all double for nothing, double or nothing for the second.
We only had one bet, mate. I gave you 5.5 start, didn't I?
Oh, what was that for? When? Was that on this match?
5.5 start for this one.
Yeah, 5.5 start last week.
Did I take you on?
Yeah, we had a wager, mate. You had me on, mate, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Was it for the second State of Origin?
I don't remember.
All right, okay.
I just thought I'd check with you, Rob. I didn't know if you're the sort of bloke that tries to weasel out of things.
Oh, come off it, Gavin. Oh,
Gavin, I don't even remember that bet.
All right. I'll buy you one today, Gav.
Yep. And anyone else that had a dream that they had a bet with Paddy can claim on that bet today.
No, it was a reality, mate. He wanted 11.5 start. I gave him 5.5. And look, I could have gone with the 11.5.
Right. Nice one, Gav. Well done.
I'll buy that ticket for you today. I'll buy that ticket. Thanks, Gav. Cheers, mate. Thanks for that, buddy.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
You know how there's a B lockdown, and this was imposed by the government last night about 6 o'clock.
I couldn't believe it.
Limiting the movement of hives around New South Wales because in response to the deadly foreign parasite.
How are you managing your hives?
Well, just with the cream. But it's banning also the movement of bees across New South Wales, so no bee is allowed to fly or a couple of metres from their hive, otherwise they'll be arrested, thrown into the clink and... you know, spend a couple of days there. But it's the varroa mite. But see, a lot of schools have beehives because, you know, in their agricultural class. So it'd be interesting to know if you're...
What do you mean a lot of schools?
I do.
What school has a beehive?
You've lost your mind. There is not one school.
Please, if you're a school on the coast that keeps bees...
They used to have them.
Where's little Johnny? Oh, he's just stuck down the beach. Did he wear his mask? No.
I'm sure Erin High used to have. They used to have a beehive there.
You'd be having a great day at school. You step on one bee.
I bet someone will call. schools on the Central Coast, Robert, in their agricultural college.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, agricultural class will have beehives because some of them have cows. God. Narara Valley, they have cows.
Oh, mate, you get a bee on my farm and I'll blow up like a balloon.
Jeez, what has it bitten you on the belly, has it?
That's all it takes.
And your bum?
Like a bite somewhere else.
But let me tell you, next, I bet we have a call on 1-3-5-3 that there's beehives at schools on the Central Coast. Yep, I bet.
Patty and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And there's been a statewide emergency order issued at 6 o'clock last night, which bans the movement of bees across New South Wales.
Yeah,
it's a bee lockdown.
Bee lockdown because of the varroa mite.
Yeah, they've been asked to wear masks, sanitise their hands and all that. I don't know whether they will comply with the orders handed down by the government.
If you are a bee that needs to travel interstate, you can get a permit. But Service New South Wales are working on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Some issues.
And it is banning the movement of bees across New South Wales. And they've got a 1 millimetre.
One bees dressing as wasps.
That's what's happening. But you do have a social distancing of 1 millimetre for the bees. And but look, it could be very deadly, this varroa mite, when it comes to the other bees, because it has a big effect on the industry. But I was just saying there's a lot of schools on the Central Coast that have beehives, and you were laughing at me.
Laughable.
You were saying.
What sort of school keeps a beehive?
Well, if they've got agricultural sort of studies. We've got AJ. G'day, AJ.
AJ.
Yeah, hi, guys. I actually work at Currabong Primary. I'm here right now, and they have a small beehive of the Sydney stingless bees here.
The Sydney stingless bees. So you could put your finger in there or your hand. They won't bite you.
Apparently not. No, I've seen them. They're a bit small. They're about the size of a housefly.
Wow.
Okay.
Have you ever tried it, AJ? Because, you know, they say stingless, but really, it only takes one.
Yeah, no, they're definitely. I looked them up. They're not stinging. They got no stings. They're not aggressive, and they're just cool. They're chill. They're like on weed.
And do they make honey?
I'm not entirely sure if they make honey, but there's a small hive they've got here. It's about the size of a mailbox.
So AJ, you've got a hive of little insects that don't have stings, may not make honey. But you're calling them bees.
They masquerade as bees.
Well, I don't, but the school does. I've been at a few other schools and they've got like proper beehives to teach the kids, you know, about, you know, nature and honey and all that bollocks.
About pain and suffering.
But they do. They have agricultural classes.
Yeah.
So, you know, they might have a cow or something. And
okay,
then
so AJ, you're a cleaner and you clean many schools and there are schools on the coast with bees.
Yes.
See, there you go. Apologise to me now, pal.
I take it back. You're not a halfwit.
Thank you. Hey, AJ, we've got a double pass to True Blue Comedy Tour as well for you, mate. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Patty and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.